Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 62, Through the Waters. Isaiah 43, verse 2. I want you to hear this slowly. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. God doesn't say if. He says when. Feel the weight of that word. He already knew about your waters before you ever stepped into them. He was not caught off guard when the hard thing came, not surprised when the diagnosis arrived, when the marriage cracked, when the money ran out, when the grief settled in like a flood with no drain. He was already in the promise before you were in the pain. Because this is how God speaks. He speaks in certainties, not possibilities. He didn't say, there's a chance you might face something difficult one day. He said, you will pass through waters. And when you do, I will be with you. Now look closely at what he actually promised. He did not promise dry ground. He didn't say, I'll pull you out before you get wet. The promise is something richer than that. The promise is company in deep water. God does not stand on the bank shouting advice while you're being swept along by the current. He gets in. He comes down to where you are. And that changes everything. It's not the absence of water that saves you. It's his presence inside it. And there's more. The rivers may rise, but they cannot overwhelm you. The waters have a boundary. God himself has set it. The flood can be tremendous, but it has a limit. It does not get the final word over your life. The verse keeps going, and this reaches me every single time. Not even the fire will burn you. Waters or flames, the rule holds. Trials can surround you, but they cannot consume those who belong to God. And hold that word, belong. Because one verse earlier, God gives us the why behind all of this. He says, I have called you by name. You are mine. The promise in the waters flows from belonging. You are his. That is why the waters do not win. Not because you are strong. Not because your faith has never wavered. But because he called you by name. And what is his, he keeps. So today, one thing. Just one. Name the deepest water you are walking through right now. Don't pretend it isn't there. Don't minimize it. Name it, out loud if you can, and pray Isaiah 43:2 over it before breakfast. Say it like this, when I pass through and you say the name, you will be with me. Bring the verse to the specific place in your life where it hurts. That is the movement of faith, not pretending everything is fine, but carrying the promise all the way to the exact spot where you need it. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.